What did you see on a Flacco? Obviously, he's an accomplished guy. He's also had a pretty poor year statistically.
Well, I think like a lot of teams, and you know, whether it's offenses or certain positions, you have segments of your season, you know, injuries, and you know, you just see a lot of different things going on. So as far as you know, watching those guys, and you know, some up and down, and oh, some time missed from injuries. So we're just really focusing on what they're doing, you know, how they're doing it, why they're doing it, and really trying to get dialed into not only Joe Flacco, but this is an uncommon opponent. You know, I touched on this Monday. You know, when you play an uncommon opponent this deep into the season, it's a bigger challenge. So, we you know, this is going to be a heck of a game. They're a heavy scheme team. I mean, they do a lot, you know, game plan by, you know, by opponent weekly. So you see a lot of different things on video, both their offense and defense. So that's really what we're focused on.
Mike, what kind of example have Jamal Williams and Aaron Jones been for Devontae Mays, showing that you just have to stay ready because when you get, you never know when you're going to get your chance?
A great point. I think it's important to, you know, for all your young guys to get ready. You know, it's tough. You make the team, then you're not getting the reps, you know, with the, you know, the game plan reps, getting ready for games, and next thing you know, you're in there. So, yeah, he'll be ready. You know, Jamal was definitely ready, and you know, we're gonna need everybody, especially in that room.
Mike, what's the plan for Brett this week with the hamstring, and how does that progress?
Brett's fully anticipated. He'll be full participant today.
Mike, when you kind of shift the focus of your offense due to injury, like you know, you ran a lot versus the Bears, for instance. Mm-hmm. What's the part of kind of the, I assume it's more than just calling more running plays. I mean, what are kind of the keys to making that kind of move in season?
Well, you got to give your staff a lot of credit. You know, we start every game plan here, regardless of you know our personnel matchups and so forth. You have to run the football. There's always a point in the game that I've felt that you have to really commit to the run game. You know, whether it's situational, normal D&D. 4-minute offense, you know, all those types of things. So, we're prepared to go that way. And obviously, that's the game we got into with Chicago. And you know, we obviously felt strongly going into the game. That's what we needed to do. The emphasis on winning up front, particularly, you know, the respect we had for their front. But you know, it's about keeping your players in clean plays and trying to take advantage of your matchups. And we felt the run game was where we needed to tilt that game.
Mike, we've talked about Blake Martinez's jump in his second year. I'm curious, where do you think his next step in his progression needs to be or will be?
Yeah, Blake's playing very good football. I think the biggest improvement or, you know, I think the key has clearly been his availability. You know, last year he fought, you know, through a couple different injuries, and now you're seeing, you know, what he's able to do when he's out there each and every week, and you know, especially each and every practice. So I just think you're seeing a young man really coming into his own. So there's a lot of things we liked about him last year. He just, you know, he had the injury situation. So he's injury free and playing extremely well.
Mike, will Montgomery be available this week?
Hopeful. Well, I mean, we'll see what today brings. You know, so we don't really have a set plan that I could give you for what he's going to do today.
Mike, what makes this Baltimore defense so good at taking the ball away? They got a bunch of
interceptions. Well, I mean, you got to look at their skill players, you know, in the back end, and really the, you know, what they're able to generate up front. You know, their edge rushers are play at a very high level. You know, the pressure, particularly in situation that they're bringing. I mean, they're blitzing. You know, they're coming off the bench. You know, they got a lot of different looks, a lot of different. Types of pressures, you know, so they're forcing the quarterback to play with a different time clock. So they're doing a heck of a job, obviously, in the passing game.
Mike, what have you seen from Jason Spriggs since he started to be able to practice the last couple of weeks?
Jason Spriggs is getting close. I mean, he's, you know, he looks better. You know, he definitely he needs to have a good practice week this week.
Is what the biggest challenge you'll face special teams-wise?
Oh, definitely. They're very good on special teams, and and have a, you know, very good special teams history. So, you can go through every phase, you know, whether it's the way to hold up your gunners or the way they challenge your, you know, your punt protection. So yeah, this is a big challenge schematically and the uncommon opponent in all three phases for us.
You mentioned the uncommon opponent before. You said it's a bigger challenge late in the season.
I personally think so. Because you play them earlier season, you have off-season studies, you can get more in tune with them. And as we know, each and every NFL season, so much changes through the course of the year.
I assume it just kind of compounds with it being a bye week for them, or with them coming off their bye, is that even?
Well, that's kind of the mode we're in. I mean, this is a couple weeks in a row, you got teams coming off the bye week, but we don't have any control of that, so.
Seems like Baltimore's a top 10 defense every year. I know they're uncommon, but what do you think's been key to their consistency as a unit from year in, year out?
Couldn't tell you. Don't play them every year. I mean, I just great respect for what John Harbaugh and his staff does, and Ozzie Newsome as far as their personnel. I mean, they have a commitment to how they play defense. You know what they do, and I think clearly their personnel reflects that.
Like the way Humley ended the game. Some big plays. Mm-hmm. What does that do not only for his confidence, but more so for your confidence in him and his teammates' confidence in him?
Well, it's confidence all the way around. I mean, it was important for us to win the football game and big plays. You have to have big plays in the National Football League to be successful. So, and Brett to do it at the biggest part in the game is huge. You know, it's good for all of us. You know, and most importantly for him.